Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
If you wanted to catch a fly, would you think about using a horse to accomplish this? Probably not. At this point, some of you might be thinking about that old song you sang as a kid. I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. That old lady did try to use a horse to catch a fly. She didn't intend to. It's just that she swallowed the fly and the idea of it grossed her out so much that she swallowed a spider to catch the fly. And of course that didn't work. And then she swallowed a bird to catch the spider. Then she swallowed a cat to catch the bird. Then she swallowed a dog to catch the cat. Then she swallowed a goat to catch the dog. Then she swallowed a cow to catch the goat, to catch the dog, to catch the cat, to catch the spider, to catch the fly. And finally, she swallows a horse. And at that point, she dies. Kind of a strange song for us little kids to be singing, but it had that kind of bizarre quality about it that attracts little kids. Sometimes the same thing happens with behavioral problems. We start out with something relatively minor, and we treat it symptomatically. All we want to do is to get rid of the symptom. We want the dog to stop barking. We want the dog to stop whining. We want this dog to stop digging holes. We want the dog to stop growling. We look for something to eliminate that symptom. Only what happens is it doesn't solve the problem. So then, to paraphrase Abraham Maslow, we get a bigger hammer. If all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. If the hammer doesn't work, obviously you need a bigger hammer. And so that's what happens. We use basically the same technique, but we use more of it. This goes on through a series where the behavior doesn't get any better or may even be replaced by other behaviors that are worse. When we run out of variations on the reward and punishment theme, then the next step, we bring out the drugs. Because there are only two psychoactive drugs that are approved for use in dogs, and one of them is off the market, if the remaining one doesn't work, then we move into the realm of off-label or experimental drug use to solve these problems. And if one of those drugs don't work, we use more than one. Those are the horses. And if that doesn't work, well, we've tried everything, and there's nothing left to try. And so we might as well euthanize the animal. This doesn't happen with every case. Most certainly it doesn't. But it happens often enough that we see this progression where we start out with a relatively simple behavior and our treatment is symptomatic, or maybe we go into denial. Say, oh, the puppy will outgrow it. Yeah, I don't like the destruction, but, you know, we're going to be moving soon. There was an old rug. I don't care what happens to the rug. But eventually it gets out of hand, and at that point, we're facing options that are expensive. We may feel obligated to do things that we would never consider doing under other circumstances. Perhaps switching to punishment when we really had defined ourselves as being all positive people and saying that we would never, ever put a shock collar on a dog. And yet, we find ourselves doing it because we're locked into the sequence. Maybe we felt the same way about drugs. We wouldn't use them in ourselves, and we don't want to use them in our animals. To me, it all boils down to seeing the whole problem from the beginning, from addressing the little problems as seriously as we would address a big problem, and not to go into denial. But regardless what the behavior is and how small it might be, find out what the cause is. Don't just treat the symptoms. That way, you won't find yourself and your animal getting caught up in a sequence that comes to an unfortunate end.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.